Sorry, she called as he jogged closer. I like to practice parking lot safety, and I couldn't see who was under the hat. He pulled up the brim and twisted the cap around until he resettled it backward on his head.
Is that better?
He asked. Yes, thanks. She folded her arms, unsure of herself suddenly. Her interactions with the team members had become fairly routine, restricted to high fives after good games or practices. Although occasionally she went out to team dinners with the players when they were on the road. What could Vincent want with her now?
I heard you're headed to Montreal for the game.
He waved her back toward her SUV.
I have something to give you for the trip.
Following, she tried not to watch his awesome body in motion. Being a Phantoms fan gave her a certain amount of freedom to dream about the guys on the team, all the while knowing she was safe from any romantic interest on their part. The team thought of her as a sister these days, a fixture in the stands, the one who cheered them on when they were down. And given her issues with men from her past, that was the nicest role she could imagine for herself. His long strides required she pick up her pace. At 6'2", he wasn't even the tallest guy on the team either. He turned to look at her.
Do you have all your passports for the trip across the border tonight?
Enhanced licenses. She'd learned that lesson the first time she'd driven all the way to the Canadian border and hadn't been able to get in. They're cheaper, and they're good enough if you're driving over. Reaching her vehicle in the small lot that was quickly emptying out, Chelsea saw a small box on the hood.
I remembered you got lost the last time we went to Boston.
He picked up the package and handed it to her.
I thought this might help.
A gift? She couldn't believe he remembered she'd taken a wrong turn on the way to that Boston game. An odd little shiver went through her knowing he'd thought about her. Peering down at the box, she couldn't help a startled gasp. A GPS? She read the brand name and saw the long list of fancy features. She'd salivated over these gadgets long enough in the store to recognize a high-end brand. Wow! I have a navigation app on my phone, but I've been wanting... Stopping herself. She recalled that she had no business taking gifts from a man. But I can't accept this.
Don't think twice about it.
I got it for my sister last year, and her husband bought her one too. Then I forgot to take it back to the store for so long I'm stuck with it anyhow.
If you pop the locks, I'll have it hooked up for you by the time Misty gets here.